And Pastor decided to get his money's worth today with our scripture. We'll have two scripture readings, a gospel and an epistle. Gospel and, yeah, a letter. The first is Matthew 24, verses 36 through 44. But about that day or hour, no one knows. Not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. As it was in the days of Noah, so it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. For in the days before the flood, the people were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, up till the day Noah entered the ark. And they knew nothing about what would happen until the flood came and took them all away. That is how it will be at the coming of the Son of Man. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Two women will be grinding it with a handmill, and one will be taken and the other left. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. But understand this. If the owner of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch, so and would not have let his house be broken into. So you also must be ready, because the Son of Man will come at an hour when you do not expect him. And we continue our reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 5. This, then, is how you ought to regard us, as servants of Christ, and as those entrusted with the mysteries God has revealed. Now it is required that those who have been given a trust must prove faithful. I care very little if I am judged by you or by any human court. Indeed, I do not even judge myself. My conscience is clear, but that does not make me innocent. It is the Lord who judges me. Therefore, judge nothing before the appointed time. Wait until the Lord comes. He will bring it to light. What is hidden in darkness, light what is hidden in darkness, and will expose the motives of the heart. At that time, each will receive their praise from God. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
There were two scriptures today about time, how long it'll be until Jesus comes, how long it'll be until the judgment comes. If you look in the middle of your bulletin, there are several more about time. Time is one of the most prevalent messages, prevalent teachings of the Bible. It is literally almost everywhere. One of the things that is essential to human existence is this idea of linear time. When you're a child, linear time is much easier. As you get older, that changes. I will have to confess to being older because one of the things they say that happens is you try to remember which happened first and where you were living when that happened. I see some nods there, so you understand what I'm saying is you're trying to put it together, you're trying to make sense of it, you're trying to put things in order. The other thing that happens, I think was most eloquently stated by Satchel Paige. Satchel Paige was a pitcher, major league pitcher in the Negro Leagues, and he had a saying about time that I think is as descriptive and vivid as anything I've ever heard. He says, life is like a roll of toilet paper. The closer you get to the end, the faster that sucker turns. And it's true. And people have an obsession with time. And as we are going through our under construction series, my thought for today is expect delays. Isn't that the first thing you think of when you see the orange sign come up? You say, oh, construction zone. Now it's going to take me longer to get to my destination. I'm going to have a delay. I'm going to lose time. And our linear time concept is bungled because now it's going to be longer until the thing that we thought was going to happen was going to happen. The scriptures today speak to that, but not in a way that we would want to hear. The first one, they asked Jesus when the second coming is going to be, and he says, I don't know. Only the Father knows. As an aside, when you hear someone say they know when Jesus is coming back, be very afraid because they're saying they know more than Jesus. And if that doesn't give you pause, I don't know what would. But Jesus just says, be ready. And it doesn't matter when I come. All you have to do is be ready. Your job is to be ready. The other thing, I haven't heard this term very often, but my mom's family used to talk about they're going to get their comeuppance. And that's what the second piece is about. We hope to see people get what's coming to them, to get their comeuppance. But you see, we don't get to choose when that happens. This is another scripture that clarifies that judge not, lest ye be judged. It's not that it doesn't get judged. It's that you're not the judge and you don't choose the time. So what then do we do? We struggle with this linear time concept. I've seen it handled in many different ways, and you can tell how often people think about it. There's often a hierarchy, a division between those who like Star Wars and those who like Star Trek. Do you have any Star Trek fans? Any Star Wars fans? Anybody who lifted their hands for both? Okay. All right. Star Trek, Deep Space Nine. There's an episode where he is encountered by some people who don't live in linear time. And they try so hard to figure him out. They said, but Captain Sisko, you seem to be obsessed with this linear time. And as they're going through and they're trying to figure it out, they keep taking him back to the moment that his wife died. And they said, but you're here. You're constantly thinking about this. You're here. Why is that? And it's because he lingers in that moment because it's the last time he had her. And he can't let go of that moment and move forward. Another more lighthearted approach was a movie called Click with Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler got a remote control to the universe. Doesn't that sound like something you would like to do sometimes? And when you're sitting in the construction line and the cars are all back up, you hit fast forward and shoot your way right through? I'm often amazed that movies that star people like Jim Carrey and Adam Sandler have the most solid moral undergirdings. Because at the end of the movie, Adam Sandler realizes that he's wasted his life playing with the remote, fast-forwarding and slow-motioning. He didn't live the life that was right in front of him. So we start to talk to God. We start to get into a prayer life. We start to ask things like, can I, may I, would you? And I've said before that God always answers your prayer. It's just not in the way that you would like. Sometimes the answer is, go, yes, you got it. Sometimes it's no. It's not going to happen. But I think the one that we hate the most is slow. As in, I think that could happen. It's just not time. And we struggle with this because we want things when we want them. I think this was probably best described in a cartoon that I used to have on my wall that I wanted to hold up today but could not find. It's a little cartoon called Ziggy. And Ziggy is a good guy, and he's praying to God. He says, God, I don't understand. As I read the Bible, it seems like to you $1 million is like a penny.
That's right.
And 1,000 years are like a second. He says,
that's right.
And then there's a blank frame as Ziggy is thinking about it. He says, can I borrow a penny? God says, sure. Just a second. Think about it. God's time is not our time. He has a different perspective of how things are and how things go. And being the Alpha and Omega, he has a better understanding of time than we do. One of the things that he has to do is he has to prepare us for what we would like to have. Because sometimes we don't have the experience or the skills. There was a basketball player several years ago. His name is Allen Iverson. And he was in a press conference and they had just lost a game. They just had a terrible time. His father was taken into the hospital. And the question was, why did you miss practice? And his response is, practice? You want to talk about practice? It was just a practice. And everybody looked at that and said, what brought that on? Not knowing the backstory, because everybody knew how important practice was if you wanted to go forward. Well, God understands practice is important too, and he is preparing us for what is coming, and sometimes we want what's coming without the practice. I've experienced that firsthand many times. I have tried to run my goal pace before I've trained to run the goal pace. I've tried to qualify for Boston in the marathon without enough practice to run the kind of pace that I need to run. I'm sure that you can look back in your life and you can see something similar in your past. You attempted something that you were not prepared to do. And the thing is you can often enjoy practice, but it's not fun. But it sure is necessary. So we have this tension. We have a world and universe that are governed by linear time. We're impatient to get to the next station. We're impatient to get to the next thing. And God goes, slow. All good things come to those who wait. God's time is perfect time. And we pull out our hair and scream as the traffic backs up and we're stuck. Why? Well, I think what has happened in that moment is we've lost sight of the most important questions in life. It's been said many ways, but I think it comes down to something simple. Who are we? Whose are we? And what are we here for? If our answer is we're God's creation, we're God's child, we belong to Him, and we're here to get to know Him better, to develop a deeper relationship, a deeper understanding, it changes things because I think it affects linear time. Why isn't God in a hurry? Because when He looks down at you, He doesn't see this corporal, tangible, carnal person that is going to live 100, 125 years at the longest. He sees an eternal creation that He made. A creation that can spend eternity with Him. He looks at you as an eternal creation, as an eternal relationship. Doesn't it make sense that He's not in a hurry? He sees no need to hurry. He's got forever. And He wants us to understand we have forever too. Can you see how that would change the way you look at the world? Change the way you look at life? If you really understand life is eternal, that you have an eternal relationship with God, suddenly patience isn't such a hard thing. Suddenly the passage of time doesn't bother you. Even if you're getting to the end of the roll and that sucker is really turning fast. Because you know that it's not the end. It's a continuation of a relationship that you've already begun and that will go on forever. So expect delays. But don't fret about the time lost. Reflect on what's coming. Could you pray with me? Lord, we confess we are obsessed with time. When we come into a construction zone and our speed goes down to a crawl, it affects something down deep inside us, as though something has been lost. Lord, as we come into this season of Lent, and You ask us to slow down, to reflect on where we are and where we're going. We want to push past and just get to Easter. Because we know that's where we want to end up, but help us understand that the practice of Lent is necessary to have the kind of Easter that You want us to have. Help us to know in these days that go on who we are, whose we are, and why we're here, and that even the delays are part of that plan. We ask it in the name of Your Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen.